In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, we'll get back to the Kings here in just a couple of minutes. A lot more to talk about as it pertains to that game last night. Certainly the positives in that game were the first half and then the performance of Maxime Raynaud. But we were at the Nugget in Granite Bay yesterday with Dusty Baker as he was signing bottle after bottle after bottle of Baker Family Wines. And KC looks at his phone and goes, yo, and shows me the video of Giannis going down. Seconds before Kenny had shown me that video, I saw the Shams Charania alert pop up that Cavs say it was something like Cavs say Giannis is out with a calf strain, right calf strain or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then to see the video was a little bit like giving the news cycle that we had.
Right.
It's very, very odd to see. and the fact that they had called it a calf strain, and I think everyone is very aware of this by now. You can do an Achilles test. The Achilles test can be wrong. Mm-hmm. But 9 times out of 10, it's not.
Right.
Like, they literally check. Put your foot on a chair. No, it's still intact. You're okay. We're going to run the MRI. We're going to make sure everything around it. We're going to do all of that. But more times than not, it's fine. There is a time, and it happened recently. I can't remember where it was wrong. They thought, no, I think we avoided major injury, and you didn't. Was it the 49ers? Because I feel like it was someone with the 49ers, but I can't remember.
Well, you know what? You're right. It was the 49ers, and it was it wasn't the Achilles. I think it was
ACL.
Yeah, I think it was either Bosa or Mykal Williams ACL. I think it was Mykal Williams ACL.
Okay.
And Shanahan thought,
because there's an ACL test too. It's very it's very, very different, yeah. But
it might have been Bosa. They thought they.
So that's the one. That's the one. I think it was. It was Nick Bosa.
Yeah, and then test revealed that he did tear his ACL.
Well, the real test did take place this morning, and it is, in fact, just a right. He does not have an Achilles injury. He, being Giannis Antetokounmpo, does not have an Achilles injury. It is a calf strain, and he's out. I think they said 2 to 3 weeks, which just makes this whole thing with Giannis Antetokounmpo stranger. Mm. And I know that when you kind of turn the phone back, you're like, man, Giannis's last game is a Milwaukee Buck. And that was what, 3 minutes into the game?
Yeah.
4 minutes into the game?
Yeah, early. Jeez. I'll ask you. I won't assume. Do you think he played his last game as a Milwaukee Buck?
2 to 3 weeks. No, I don't think he has.
I don't.
Sure would be an opportune time, though, to get things done because he's off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
He's out of sight of your fan. I'm talking specifically home games, your fan base. He's out of sight. He's off the floor. If you're going to do this, and it seems it's in your best interest to do this, mm-hmm. yeah, this is the time to do it. It now. No one wants a player to get hurt. No one wants a player to be out. You certainly don't want a player, the likes of Giannis Antetokounmpo, to be hurt or be out. But if you can get him off of your home court and away from your fan base and orchestrate what's going to be a very, very difficult trade, yeah, this might be the time to do it. And you'll have time, 2 to 3 weeks. Let's reevaluate it. 2 weeks on the high. That's December 18th. You can get the framework in place for the December 15th day today.
Yeah.
You can get the framework for all of that stuff in place now.
Do you think that you can get more from Giannis now or for Giannis, now or in the summer? Because I think that plays into when
I don't think it matters.
Yeah, I'd move on from him now. Like this during the season.
Oh, I would too. Yeah. I would too. I might have misunderstood what you were asking me. I think you should. Mm-hmm. I don't think you'll get more or less in either instance.
Yeah.
I think the deal that you get for Giannis Antetokounmpo today is the deal you get for Giannis Antetokounmpo in July. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel the deals during the season with the right front office can be richer because you have emotions. You have emotions of a crumbling season. You have emotions of a frustrated fan base, and you have deadlines. You have deadlines to work against.
Yeah.
And I wonder if I don't know that teams are going to make a panicked deal, but like, yeah, you might have more teams be interested. And again, we talked about this yesterday. That might not matter. The amount of teams interested in Giannis Antetokounmpo, it might not matter. It might boil down to Giannis likes San Antonio, New York, and Team A. Okay, great. Team A, New York, and San Antonio are all interested. So the Kings and the Clippers and the Hawks and the Warriors, none of you matter. I'm working with these three teams because we're going to do right by Giannis, and we have three teams with a lot of assets who can make, and they're working against each other. Yeah. So we're in a great spot. We don't need to open this up for anybody else. We know the Kings have nothing to offer. We know the Clippers have nothing to offer. Atlanta, it's cute, but it's not worth it for either of us. So we're going to leave that alone. We're just going to work with these three teams. And that could wind up being the case today and in July, and so it wouldn't really matter.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think he played his last game as a Buck. I don't think so. But I do think the smoke is real this year, this time, with trades and stuff. Like, I think it happens before the start of next season. I'll put it to you like that. And it just depends on when they feel like they want to pull the trigger or make it happen. But I think we're seeing the last days of Giannis in Milwaukee.
Do you think so? It's probably the end. I mean, we'll go the beginning of 2026. Do you think he's played his last game?
I don't. At that point?
Yeah, do you think he's played his last game for the Milwaukee Bucks?
No, not right now.
The beginning of July is, I mean, you go maybe. If we went with a cautious timeline, the beginning of January, he can be back.
I think he'll play again.
So do I. Yeah, so do I.
I think he'll play.
I think the deal is complicated. Well, Mister, well, go ahead, Mister. Ladies and gentlemen, I turn the microphone over to our Sac State correspondent. He is Mr. Hornet. Do you want to? You want to read this tweet from Sean Cunningham?
Something that I knew was a possibility became an actuality And Sean Cunningham tweets, breaking, multiple sources tell me that head football coach Brendan Marion has informed his staff that he is leaving Sac State to join the University of Colorado. Sac State went 7-5 in their only season under Coach Marion.
Mr. Hornet, your thoughts?
I knew it was a possibility. What this says to me, and just me speculating, just reading the tea leaves, is
we don't know if Giannis has played his last game for the Bucks, but we know that Brendan Marion has coached his last game for Sac State.
It's facts. What that says to me is my guy, Dr. Luke Wood, and everybody over there, Mark Orr, they got some work to do, and I don't feel like the FBS thing is looking good right now. They were in talks with some conferences, but a fact that Coach Marion is moving on.
I'm going to ask a difficult question, and I'm not going to force you to answer it, and I'm going to answer the same thing. In fact, I'll answer it first so you don't have to. The question, and I have a great deal of respect for this brother, but we have a job to do. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to ask the question, is Dr. Luke Wood, is his mouth writing checks that they can't actually cash? Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not going to force you to answer first. I will, because I've been feeling like the answer might be yes for a while now. Mm-hmm. And I have not been able to make heads or tails of any Sac State story that has come out in recent months.
Right.
Not the stadium, not Cal Expo, not the FBS, like none of this. I can't figure it out. I was sitting at Thanksgiving and I saw something, and I think it was on Instagram, popped up where I assume it was the Freedom. I don't know how. It's a public university. Mm-hmm. That Yachty's appearance fee hit the internet, and I thought, oh, this is bad. Mm. This is not good. There is nothing about that fee being public, being good for Dr. Wood or that university. My answer is yes. I think Dr. Wood is talking in a way that the university can't handle.
Mm. You said it a while back, and you were right about this. You gotta give us something at some point. You know, all the things that have been said and promised athletics wise, like, you gotta give us something. Did give us the pavilion, got that done. Mm-hmm. But as far as FBS, as far as finding a conference, as far as stadium on campus, Cal Expo, at some point you gotta give us something.
Yeah.
And now Coach Marion is gone.
Yeah. That was very bad work on my part. The fee was $100,000.
So, for Yachty.
For Yachty. Yeah. I kind of led into that and didn't say the number for those that didn't see it. The fee for Lil Yachty to perform, and that was, of all of the performance, that was the most ill-fated performance. That one went about 10 minutes.
Right.
And so, yes, it was $100,000 for 10 minutes. Mm. Brendan Marion is out. We're going to get back to Giannis, because I had the opportunity to read ESPN's trade proposal article regarding Giannis. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was interesting for a variety of reasons, including, I don't know, the one that got my attention the most was the Warriors. And I want to ask you specifically about that one. So we'll get to that at some point today. I do want to get back to the Kings. We talked about some good things that happened with the Sacramento Kings last night, but there were far, far, far more bad outside just the obvious one. So we'll talk about that when D'Lo and KC return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And Mike said, we're going to do one interview for an hour, and you can use that all season.
And you're going to pay me a lot for it.
Hey, man, he was in his bag, too. He's talking that real. That goat talk. That's what that was.
LeBron would have did an interview every weekend.
No. Tell me what he said.
He was talking about, I was trying to, because I saw them all jumbled up together.
This sounds like you explaining Office episodes. Do you hear yourself? Do you hear yourself?
Bro, every week, every time there's an interview, it's like a quote, oh yeah, Michael Jordan, I love the game and I'd never cheat the game or some iteration of that.
He was talking about for the love of the game, and he just said he wished that, you know, that's what always comes first with some of the players nowadays, because that's always what came first with him. The brand was the brand, but he knew the brand didn't work unless it was basketball first. Made perfect sense. And to be fair to Michael Jordan, Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
I believe for the first time he actually referenced a current basketball player. Do I have that right? I think he referenced Ant-Man.
He did, yeah. Because they asked
Which
him,
is amazing.
They asked him to talk to Ant-Man.
He actually referenced a current professional basketball player.
See, he is real. It is 2025. Well, maybe it wasn't 2025, but
we have no idea when this interview was filmed.
We don't. Ant's been in the league 5 years. Maybe this was done 3 years ago.
Yeah, this kid Anthony Edwards is really going to light up the league in a few years.
But he did say, in very fair of Mike, very goat-like of Mike, he said, I'd like to believe that I would have handled everything the same way if I was in the social media era, but I don't know. They've got things to deal with that I didn't have to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, Mike,
true
see,
leader,
if
man.
Mike Tirico,
true leader, man.
If Mike Tirico had just an ounce of nuts, he would have looked at him and said, Mike, do you think you could have gotten away with these trips to Atlantic City? Do you think you could have pulled that off?
Well, Mike would have said, God, no way. What, somebody going to stop me? Recognized as more that they, what, I'd sneak away to Atlantic. No, I went to Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
and I drop 38 the next night. Mm-hmm. Somebody say something.
Mm.
That's what he would have said.
I guarantee you it wouldn't have been.
I went to Vegas in the middle of the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Got hungover and dropped 35. Mm-hmm. Stop playing with me. Because mm-hmm. Mike said the game was always first. It was always the game.
Mike, well, why won't you speak to me about the Wizards?
Who?
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, the excellence of execution segments with Michael Jordan return. What is it called again? It's something like that.
I keep thinking Bret Hart.
It's something excellence. It's stupid.
Visions of excellence. The Raiders are
the visions of excellence.
I don't know.
The Raiders are commitment to excellence, right?
Well,
Bret Hart is the excellence of execution. Okay.
Yeah.
What is Jordan's?
Go. That's what he is. Go.
The second best player to ever live.
Stop playing.
Second best player to ever live.
Yeah, I was Simmons and Kellerman. What? It's actually
insights to excellence.
Thank
insights.
You.
It's
Thank
not
you.
Even he's not even saying anything.
Bret Hart's is better.
The disrespect. The disrespect to the GOAT.
We've kind of made a U-turn on Bret
Who's
Hart.
Who's better, Bret Hart or Michael Jordan?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
the Kellerman Simmons podcast, which is actually really good. Like, I haven't finished it, but that was a really good discussion.
It sounds interesting.
They were having this conversation about, like, just kind of distinguishing between the great players of all time. And he said something that, he said something to the effect of, like, no, this is the greatest scorer of all time. I think they were talking about Jokic. They were like, he might be the most skilled person of all time or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, more skilled than Michael Jordan? It's like, well, no. Michael Jordan's the best player of all time. Mm. All right. Like, what are we talking about? No. Jokic ain't, none of these guys are better than Michael Jordan if he's the best player of all time. Yeah, best passer. Like, singular skill. Like, okay, fine. Uh-huh. But, like, no. This guy.
What were they trying to say?
They were trying to talk about how good Jokic is.
And they said skilled?
They said he might end up, not today, okay, but he might be end up being the best we've ever seen.
Because when, see,
like that.
Skilled is so, that if you, that now you're trying to get cute with words because you don't want to put him in Jordan's category. So you try to get cute with words, and it's like, okay, the answer, that's probably Kyrie Irving.
That's a good point.
Like, if, like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, yeah. So we're going to isolate skill sets. Then we're talking about Kyrie. What are you trying to say about Jokic? Just say what you mean. He's the greatest white player to ever live, and that conversation is over. Sorry, Larry. It's done. And then you kind of move from there. Like, you don't have to preface it. He's one of the greatest players we've ever seen.
100%.
He can do so much. And he just does it effortlessly. That's what's so weird about him.
Max also had another distinction that, once again, it's all they're just talking. Like, it's all good nature, good fun. But, you know, you go too far into the vortex sometimes. But I thought this was pretty interesting. He said, if you have nothing around you as a team, like, if you have nothing, the guy that you would want is LeBron James. He will make nothing and take it to the mountaintop.
Mm-hmm.
If you have something around you, it's Michael, because he will take something and reach heights nobody else can.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the way he put it, I understand what he's saying. Like, okay, if you got Mo Williams and stuff like that, like, yeah, get LeBron because he's a good little passer. Mm-hmm. He's going to get everybody involved, and he can take them to the finals.
Michael will punch Mo Williams in practice.
But if you've got one, like, if they both have an all-star, Michael will take you to higher heights. Michael, you will not lose with.
Sure.
If they both have Scotty.
Yeah, I get it.
Like, and he put Kobe in that category too.
Yeah. He's always the hold on player part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. There could be an argument Kobe's the most important player of all time. Like, the amount of maybe not of all time. I don't know how to categorize it. Kobe might be the most important player of this generation.
Yeah, that's fair to say. Because Mike is the one.
Yeah,
Mike is the most important.
Like, Mike influenced Kobe and LeBron, but it feels Kobe more so than LeBron is influencing today's generation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know you get into the Steph Currys, and Steph might very well be the one who's taking the next. He might take that category with this current generation and the next, you know, like 10 years worth of basketball play. That might be the Steph Curry generation, and it could very realistically be Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Steph Curry, and LeBron is not in that conversation.
Yeah.
LeBron was such I genuinely believe LeBron was such a freakish one-of-one athlete that no one ever mimicked their game after him.
Right.
Because you're not 6'8", you're not 260 or 270 or whatever he is. You can't do any of that. Yeah. Like, literally none of it. But I can be graceful. I could be smooth. Or I can be the ball handler that Kyrie, or I could shoot like Steph. LeBron, it's just like, yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Okay. And LeBron.
It's almost like Shaq. Right. You can't be Shaq.
Right.
You can't be LeBron James.
And LeBron, outside of kind of the passing and dunking, I don't want to say there was nothing to mimic, but there was no, his game wasn't really finesse. Like, finesse, it's something.
Who's?
LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
It was just more, you know, like you said, Shaq. It was just more.
It was brute power. Strength. Yeah.
Yeah. And just like unbelievable athleticism.
LeBron getting downhill was unfair.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, y'all just might just move.
Right.
You're going to hurt yourself.
Right.
Get out of the way.
And Benny 916 in the chat says Kobe is overrated. That's a take. That is a take.
Hey, good for Benny.
Ride
that one at the Christmas table. That's right. Tough.
I'll never forget this. And I wanted to be like, man, y'all going way too far now, way too far. There was a tweet that somebody made a couple years back. And like I said, I wanted to be like, y'all doing too much. I disagree. And I had to think about it. And I was like, you might be right. And we talked about it on here. And it said, Kobe, from like 04 to 08 or something like that, just 09, pick a year around there, might have been the most complete basketball player to ever play the game.
Mm-hmm.
He was like 99 at everything.
Mm-hmm.
He could shoot mid-range. He could shoot from three. He could defend. He could handle. He could pass. Like, there was nothing. He was unbelievably athletic. There's never been a time in the game where someone was that skilled at all phases.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to say he's the best ever, but just like, there's been nobody like that Kobe, mm-hmm. that 04 to 08 Kobe. Because as much as I think Mike is the GOAT, he couldn't shoot threes like Kobe,
mm-hmm.
off the bounce, all this other stuff. Like, that wasn't in his game.
The game didn't exist like that
right.
for him.
Right.
I wonder how much of, you know, you talk about games being mimicked and, you know, Jordan, Jordan is he looks like a professional athlete, right? He's 6'6". Like, Kobe looks like a professional athlete, but there's something, especially on a television screen, there's something, you know, normal about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, he's a guy. He great shape, professional. You just see it. It's like, yeah, it's just a guy.
Yeah.
LeBron's a little bit different. He has a certain presence on television. It's really jarring in person when you see how he's built. I wonder if that LeBron Shaq guy today is Giannis.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Giannis could scratch his ankle without bending over. Like, his arms are just insanely long,
mm-hmm.
and he's shredded, and he's got like those Dwight Howard like shoulders, and he's incredibly graceful when he moves. That's not relatable. It's not mimicable. You can't copy it.
Right.
Like Shaq, like LeBron, you can't do it.
Right.
And there's nothing about the physical makeup of Giannis that makes you think you could do that. The thing about Jokic is you can't do that either.
No.
But Jokic looks like you might be able to do it.
Right.
Because Jokic is just like a big dude.
Right.
Jokic, other than like his height, Jokic does not look like a professional athlete. He's not shred. He has no aura to him whatsoever. But you can't do what he does. No. Jokic looks like he's the greatest player breathing on accident. Like the amount of times you watch Jokic play and it looks like he just stumbles into the most incredible pass you've ever seen is nightly. But there's something when you watch it where you go, he just works really hard. Yeah. No, he's a freak.
Yeah.
Just like Giannis is, Kobe, all of the greatest of all time, just like they are. But there's something more relatable about him because he doesn't look normal.
Moves slow.
Or he does look normal. Like, yeah.
It's not this.
He always looks like he's out of breath.
Right.
Because he's got.
He's kind of slugs up and down the court.
His mouth is always open. Like, oh, is he good? Remember he was fat like before COVID?
Yeah. Yeah. Now Jokic is
like,
it's crazy.
Who remembers pre-COVID Jokic? He was like, what, 40 pounds heavier?
Yeah. And was still
killing. And then he got crazy, crazy skinny going into the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the space that he lives in now is like the hybrid between the two.
Yeah.
Like, because when came back.
This is the perfect
spot. He was thin.
Yeah.
In that first year back. He never put all of the weight back on. He never played again at that super slim weight. He just kind of hovers in the middle. And it's been the most fascinating thing to watch over the last, God, this is going on 6 years now, 5-6 years.
Yeah. Special. One of the greatest I've ever seen, man.
Oh, like, without a doubt.
And that's without a doubt. He is unbelievable to watch. And I always appreciated what he was doing, but I feel like in the last 2-3 years, I appreciate him more. You know what I'm saying? Just watching him. The feelings that we had when we started this show of like, I'm not really excited to watch Nuggets games. I'm not excited, but I don't have the same feeling anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, Nuggets are playing. Let me see.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. I don't know what changed.
I don't know what changed. But
I'll tell you what I will do is when I'm catching up on what's happened or is happening. If something's happening, I'll turn the Nuggets game on. But if it's, you know, if it's the next morning, hey, Nuggets won. What'd Jokic do? Oh, 45, 12, and 10. Let me go catch up on this really quick. Mm-hmm. Let me go see what Jokic did last night.
Yeah. By the way, we can move on. But some of y'all in the chat, John Bull, y'all talking crazy about Kobe. Y'all talking crazy. Like it's just a different dialogue that happens.
What's the conversation about Kobe?
Oh, they saying he couldn't shoot. Because I think they said he shot 34% from three during that time. Nobody said he was Mark Price, but I don't know. It's like I said, it's just a different dialogue that happens in different circles about guys like that. And that's all I'll say.
And some of you are wrong.
And that's all I'll say, man.
And the rest of them are us.
I don't want to sound demeaning or anything. I'm just saying in different circles, he's looked at different ways. That's all.
Yeah, I guess. Kobe, man, I don't know. Yeah, Kobe's at the top of that list for me. Mm. Zach LaVine isn't, though.
Oh.
Well, you know what? Well, let's start with Zach LaVine because we were talking about Maxime Raynaud. Obviously, the Kings lose last night. Max is the bright spot. You know, Max is the team young guy that got some run and fan base got a little excited. Oh, we're going to lose anyway, so let's see what we got here. And Max cooked. He actually cooked in the first half when the team was playing well. Zach didn't. That really stood out. And I feel like we I feel like we have to start with Zach for a couple of different reasons. If it's another game where he couldn't get anything going. Doug kind of responded accordingly. Like once we talked earlier about how Doug was trying to throw these band-aids on a gunshot wound there that was happening in the third quarter. And it wasn't even a gunshot wound. It was like he kept getting shot. And he kept trying to there was just nothing he could do.
Move, Terry.
He said, move, Terry. And the firecrackers just kept going off. And poor Terry couldn't get the wheelchair out of the way. And that was Doug Christie. And he was doing everything he could. And then I think he realized it's not happening.
Yeah.
He didn't put the starters back out there. Zach LaVine didn't come back in. But when you look at Zach LaVine's, numbers, it stands out. 2 points, 18 minutes. Then the post game comes and you hear Doug talking about Max might have earned a starting spot. And the easy, one for one is Drew Eubanks. Like Drew Eubanks played single digit minutes last night, and maybe it just makes sense to put Maxine at the starting five, let him take his lumps, and he's going to take a lot of them. Because we just mentioned Jokic. Yep, that's your problem now, buddy. Not that you haven't guarded him. You have. You've dealt with Jokic. You've dealt with Valanciunas. You've been in those games already this season. But I don't think DeMar used this phrase last night, baptism by fire. Like, just get out there and deal with it. Mm-hmm. But eventually Domas is going to come back. And so, sorry, probably eventually Domas is going to come back. Mm-hmm. And does Max step out at that point? Or is there a situation where it's back to Zach LaVine coming off of the bench? You have Keegan at 3, Max at 4. And Drew Eubanks / Domantas Sabonis at 5. I don't know. Maybe you're starting with Drew Eubanks and it's Maxime Reyneau at the 5. Maybe there's a situation later in the season where if it continues to go the way that it's going, Max can start at the 4 and Keegan starts at the 3 and Zach LaVine, assuming he's still on the roster, comes off the bench. But for the crowd that is sick of this basketball team, they're going to look straight to Zach LaVine's box score / performance last night and say, that's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, that was so crazy. I, much like you, I was just trying to get back, home in time to catch the second half.
It was a lot more difficult for you than it was for me, that's for sure.
To catch the second half. I'm kind of tapped in on the way in, on the road and stuff like that. And I get home and, I don't see Zach LaVine out on the floor and – been watching for a little while, hadn't seen him out on the floor, and let me check James M's Twitter. Like, Zach LaVine left early with a rolled ankle or no. Mm-hmm. No. It's like, all right, well let me can I see him on the bench? I can't really get a good look. I don't know. And then I just came to he just wasn't playing well and wasn't in the game.
Yeah.
That's all it was. And once again, you hear Doug after the game, and he's saying what he's saying. And, I don't know if I'm at the point right now where, I'm starting Maxine in place of Zach LaVine.
Mm-hmm.
But the minutes, feel like the minutes will be cut back one way or another if he continues to just not show up. Like, it was one of those things for me, going back and watching the game and seeing it wasn't even like he was bad. He was just non-existent again.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, yeah, all right, we ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
We ain't got time for
like
that.
Like, even I feel like it's important to point out when the Kings were playing well in the first half, he still wasn't. Mm-hmm. And we talk about, and also, Zach, DeMar, and obviously Drew Eubanks. None of those guys played in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. We used a marker for engagement. I did, but I think you co-signed it in engagement for DeMar DeRozan. And it's the number of times he gets to the foul line. He got to the foul line 0 times last night. Mm.
Zach, I mean, this team was a disaster in terms of getting to the foul line. The free throw total was 24-10, but DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine were 0-for-0 from the foul line last night. And to me, that speaks to your level of engagement in the game.
Yeah.
And that's both of those guys. DeMar doesn't get to be stalled out from this just because he scored 12 points. He's a part of this, but this Zach LaVine, that same measurement I think can be on him. 0 for a player that has the ball or should have the ball as much as he does is not acceptable.
No.
And that is just that is honestly where I think this man is at with this basketball team.
Yeah, what do you want him to do? Like, if you're Zach LaVine, what do you want Doug Christie to do? Like, just keep playing you out there and you're just getting cardio? Like, no, you've got to show something.
Yeah, 18 minutes of cardio ain't enough, man. I do 40. Like, you 18 minutes ain't giving you nothing. If that's what you want, fam, you're going to have to stay and run after practice after the game.
You got
to
show him something. Like, I would tell Zach LaVine right now, how could you be mad? Like, you didn't do anything in your time out there. You didn't do anything that screamed, continue to play.
Yes, again, not even in the first half.
No.
Like, when the team was playing well, you were contributing nothing to that.
So what you want Coach Christie to do? Just trot you out there just because? Like, at this point, you got to show a little something, man. I don't have any problem with Doug having that approach
mm-hmm.
with a guy like Zach LaVine, mainly because this happens too often.
Mm.
Like, he's probably like, I'm not going to keep doing this with you, man. I don't have no problem with that. Not at all.
Max Malik and Precious beat the starters' ass last night. Mm. I love Precious Achiuwa. He's been terrific for Sacramento. We're going to step out. We're going to come right back and get back into this Kings conversation. Zach LaVine was a big problem last night. He wasn't the only one. Are any of you starting to see it? I'm going to ask that question. Is anyone starting to see it? If not, that's okay. I just would love to ask you some questions. Phone lines are open for you, by the way, the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What do we got today? It's Thursday. Matt George will be with us in the final hour of the show. Steelo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. I'll be at Sky River Casino again tonight. They won't notice I'm there, but I will be there. It's Ugly Sweater Bingo with the wake-up call at 32 Brew Street. So if y'all want to come out, they've got tons of concert tickets to give away, Doja Cat, a whole bunch of other ones that we're giving away tonight. So if you want to come through, man. Festivities start at 7 o'clock. That's at 32 Brew Street inside Sky River Casino tonight. And we'll come back and we'll talk more Kings on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor.
I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
1920.
Don't try to cut me off.
Well, I'm just saying you might as well tell it on the air. I don't care.
So we get back from, so we went and sang Christmas carols to some of our advertisers. It's just this thing that our boss has created just as a lighthearted way to show appreciation to different clients and things like that. So we get back and, you know, obviously the handoff is going on and, you know, Jesse's handling the controls and Complex goes, all right, so is Jesse getting on the next bus? Because there's a morning shift and an afternoon shift. Mm. And Katie goes, I bet Jesse would be great at caroling. His expression would never change. He would never laugh. He wouldn't be jovial, but he would sit there, hold the paper, and sing the songs.
No, I wouldn't sing the songs.
Yeah,
I
didn't hold the paper. Yeah, he was
no
words.
Chance. Yeah, there's no chance.
In
I'm not going to sing. I'm sorry. Like, no, I'm not going to sing for you.
That's essentially what I just did. I just read the words out loud.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just mouthed the words out loud and didn't actually, nothing audible came out.
Yeah, I understand I'm not the school spirit guy, but I'm okay with that as well.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's actually your identity.
Yeah.
Your identity is that you're not that rah-rah guy.
No. Just come to my job, hang out with the boys, and that's it.
But I have made it clear to anyone who will listen, you're probably the funniest person in the room.
Jesse, hilarious.
Jesse's hella funny. Like, Jesse, yeah, you're at the top of the list of the funny people.
Yeah,
in the
office. I'm not like just a social, I'm an introvert, so I just don't talk to people outwardly. Like, if you get to know me and I get to know you and I get comfortable with you, like, yeah, cool, we'll be best friends.
But see, that's not, us, then, yeah. And that's the chatty house.
Exactly.
We're your best friends.
Exactly.
That's right.
Shout out, Jesse.
Always. Always shout out, Jesse. So we were talking about we tried to, you know, start the show with talking about the good things that the Sacramento Kings did last night or the good things surrounding, the Maxine Raynaud and finding storylines that we can grasp onto because this season is lost. It's 5-17. There is no turnaround coming. You just have to find little things as a Kings fan that you're excited about. Kings fans last night were excited about Maxine Raynaud, and understandable. I think a lot of Kings fans were excited about what they saw from Max, Malik, and if there is anyone out there like me, and I think there's a lot of people. We'll talk to Matt George about this later. He was singing his praises on social media. Precious Achiuwa. Precious Achiuwa is not a 34-year-old vet. He's not even a 30-year-old vet who was just looking for a contract. This brother was home a month ago. He's like 26 years old, mm-hmm. And he is contributing solid minutes. The play of this basketball team has not influenced how hard he plays on a night-to-night basis whatsoever. So there were good things to come out of last night's game. Again, I just don't think we're judging this on wins and losses anymore. It sucks that this is happening on December 4th and not, hey, guys, you know, the season slipped away and it's, you know, March 10th or even March 1st or the trade deadline. We didn't even make it to Christmas. But we're going to find things that we can talk about and be excited about with the Sacramento Kings. But at the same time, there's problems. Zach LaVine is a problem. Keegan Murray played 37 minutes last night, and he just could not get anything going offensively. Absolutely nothing. It felt like the Houston, by the way, has the third best defense in the league. I think they have the second best offense and the third best defense.
Yeah, I think that's right. I was going to say second.
Okay. I could have it reversed. It could be the second best defense and the third best offense. But either way, at worst, they're top three in offense and top three in defense. And I think the person who kind of suffered the most from that last night was Keegan. Keegan wasn't invisible like some of the guys we just mentioned last night. He was working, but man, 2 of 11 is tough. 1 of 5 is tough. 0 for 0 is unacceptable. If you're expected, like, if you're on the Keegan bandwagon, Keegan has to be able to score from every part of the court, including the free throw line. Mm-hmm. And, hey, I'm 1 of 9. F it. How many times, for better or worse, DeMar DeRozan will get to the foul line when he's engaged? Mm-hmm. For better or worse, Harrison Barnes will get to the foul line. Keegan's got to do the same thing. He's got to find a way to have a bigger impact on offense, on the offensive end, even if the shot isn't falling for him. And too many times, he just kind of withers away.
Yeah, that was awful. I mean, that was completely unacceptable from a guy like Keegan Murray last night. The saving grace for Keegan last night was his 11 rebounds. Mm-hmm. They lost by 20-whatever points, so I don't know how effective it was. But at least when the shot wasn't falling, he was doing other things or attempting to do other things out there on the floor to make his presence felt. But this is one of those things where, like I talked about with Keegan, I feel how I feel about Keegan Murray, and right now that's not changing. It's not going to change if he has 26 and 15 in a game. It's not going to change if he has 2 points. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's somewhere in between there, and until shown otherwise, that's what I'm going to think about him. On Saturday, he could go for 22. And it's not, for me at least, it's not going to be like, see, that's what I'm talking. That's the Keegan we need every night. You're probably not going to get that every night. Mm-hmm. That's just how I feel about him until proven otherwise. You're probably not going to get that other night. You're gonna get some good aggressive moments, and you're going to get moments when you don't even know he's out there. Mm-hmm. And that could
I know.
But, I mean, that's once again, until proven wrong, that's what I feel like you get from Keegan on a night-to-night basis, and that's inconsistency.
Does the defense get credit for what happened last night?
No. I mean, I'll give them credit, but once again,
they didn't have to guard Zach LaVine last night. As my man, you don't have to do a lot with Russ. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we know what it is. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to Russ. I think he even moved up on the scoring list last night. And
congratulations.
Well, that was a weird. Was he celebrating his pass? I don't know what was happening, but that was easily the funniest moment of the game.
That was hilarious. I think he did Russ, a 6-7.
He did. He did when the crowd got mad at him. That was fantastic. Russell Westbrook is the best thing to happen to the Sacramento Kings since sliced bread.
It's facts. The Rockets defense is fantastic, but they shouldn't no defense in this league get you to 2 points.
But the problem is, and it for me, he was 5 of 12 against Memphis. And his Memphis isn't that.
Right.
They're not. His aggressiveness wasn't enough.
Oh.
And maybe that's where to go to what you're. It just won't be. I mean, we've seen him get 18, 17, 18, 19 shots up. And that's what I'm talking about. Get this. It's the DeMontis Sabonis thing. Get the shots up. They're there for you. Get them up. We've seen him do that in his. This season, mm-hmm. since he's played this season, mm-hmm. It just 12, 11, no free throws. I just don't feel like in the current state of this team, you could do that. Even if you're even if you're just playing through the season, yo, man, use this as your moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just don't, this goes back to how I feel about him, you know, as a player, as a skill set. He can get, it's a good amount to do with the fact that he's passive just by nature. But also, like, I don't know if he has the skill set to just get a shot up whenever he wants to. Like, and get a quality shot up. Like,
I see.
If it's not slashing, if it's not catch and shoot, he get the ball at the top.
He can't create.
No.
He can't do what Malik does.
No. So, maybe you go a whole game where people are setting you up and you're in the open court and you're slashing to the bucket and you get 19 of those attempts. But to get 17, 18, 19 shots up a game, you're going to have to create 5 to 7 of those. And I don't know. From what I've seen of Keegan in the past, I don't think he has that. He's been back, what, 5 games or something like that? Maybe, you know, he's been working on it, and he'll show that coming up.
But I think we're up to 7.
Okay. Yeah, and maybe he'll show that coming up, but
And maybe he gets, I understand your point is this is who he's been, this is who he is until further notice. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's had moments in those 7 games where it's like, okay, my main thing is I think he's better than he was last year. Mm-hmm. I don't think his ceiling is his rookie year. Now, 3-point percentage wise, that might be a ceiling. Mm-hmm. But, and by the way, that would not be bad in any way, shape, or form. Keegan Murray's rookie year being his ceiling not from that spot of foot, that would not be bad. Right. We would all welcome that
right.
being back. But I know his ceiling isn't what we saw last year. I think he's better than that. Mm-hmm. And he's 7 games into this season, right? He didn't have, he was lost, I think, the final 2 weeks of training camp. And then just returned and said, all right, man, go play.
Yeah.
You know, he came off the bench his first game. He's been in the starting lineup ever since. I'm trying to keep that in mind as well. But I expect him, especially in Domantas Sabonis' absence, he has to be more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be. And if he doesn't, then I'm firmly with you in that. Like, he's never going to be that.
And I've seen moments of improvement from him this year. I mean, obviously what he did in the Timberwolves game was super impressive. Even in the second half of that Memphis game, you know, some of his shot making and some of his aggressiveness in that second half was on full display for me. I was like, okay, I see improvement in his game. But I don't see enough improvement right now to change what I think of him and what I think his ceiling could be, which once again people take that as a negative. I want to be perfectly clear, it's a really good NBA player that you need on your team if you're going to be a winning team. You need a Keegan Murray. It's what I think of him isn't bad. I'm not sure he can reach the heights that others think he can reach. That's all.
Okay. 19 minutes and 59 seconds. 0-4-4, 0-4-4, 0-4-0, 0 offensive rebounds, 0 defensive rebounds, 0 total rebounds, 0 assists, 0 steals, 0 block shots.
The NBA's first snail of 2025, as Worldwide Wob would say. The first.
And it belongs to your beloved Keon Ellis. All I ask, because I feel like I'm, y'all talk about stat hunting. I feel like I'm like flaw hunting. I'm actually looking at Keon to be a bad player now, because I'm so in my head about why it, like, he's not playing in these situations, he's not playing in that situation. Why do fans respond to him the way that they do? I'm watching him with a completely different set of eyes than I ever have. And it's all bad. Every single thing. I almost tweeted last night. It was so bad.
Oh.
On the foul. On the foul at the end of the shot clock.
Yeah.
I'm like, you've got to. Why? Why? I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And I see Sacktown Tony. Sacktown Tony says.
He can't have that energy. I need. Go ahead. Say what he said. Yeah.
Sacktown Tony said, I am a Keon should play more guy. He had a bad game.
Yeah, no, I can't have that type of. We can't have that type of energy because they be screaming from the mountaintop when he hit three threes in a game that they lose by 15.
So here's. I'm not going to frame this as a statement. You're listening to D'Lo and KC on KIFM West Sacramento, KRX QHD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, always live on the Odyssey app.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.